This is the Bulletproof Selling Podcast, and I'm Sean Rhodes, author of Bulletproof Selling, a guide for systemizing sales for the battlefield of business. Across more than 24 countries, I've studied men and women who refused to use hope as their sales strategy. We're here to replace hope with certainty, close more business, and ensure that your sales are bulletproof.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode here at Bulletproof Selling. My name is Sean Rhodes, and I'm the Chief Sales Sergeant of Bulletproof Selling and author of the book Bulletproof Selling, a guide for systemizing sales on the battlefield of business. Now, you might notice a slightly different background for me today, but that doesn't mean that the content of the show is changing, because since day one, we have been here to solve a problem. And that is that hope enters sales strategy way more than it should. And whether you are a direct seller or you're a business leader, you're responsible for selling something. It might be a product, a service, an idea, or an initiative. And since day one here at Bulletproof Selling, we've been helping folks in business remove hope from how they operate. And we do that by bringing on people that are on the front lines of business and of sales, folks that are best-selling speakers, Hall of Fame speakers, in fact, best-selling authors, folks that are out there leading sales teams, and folks that have been on the front lines with sellers, helping them remove hope from how they operate. And out of every one of these episodes, we have been solving the sales problems by building systems with our guests. Whatever issue we focus on, we're going to build a system today that you'll be able to immediately implement, no matter the size of your team or the size of your goals. Now, one area that is on the cutting edge of sales, the cutting edge of technology in general, is artificial intelligence, AI. And whether you are using ChatGPT or a platform like that to just get in there and start finding out more about the industry that you're selling into, about the challenges that your buyers might have, chances are you're underutilizing it. So we have on the show today teed up to come on and share with us a little bit about how sellers can better use AI to better serve and better sell their people and their products, their services, the service that they're put here on earth to actually offer. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show Mr. Mehdi Tarashi, I'm going to get that name right. He's the co-founder and CEO of KnowledgeNet.ai. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show, Mehdi. Welcome, sir, to Bulletproof Selling. Welcome to the show, sir. It's great to have you on.
Great to be here. Thank you for taking me on and having this conversation.
And so, Mehdi, it's been, you know, probably 5 or 6 years, I guess, since I first heard of AI as like an actual thing outside of science fiction. But I know that sellers are using it now. So I'm curious to kind of get your sales journey. What brought you into AI and how are you helping companies leverage it today?
Sure, this is a great question. Where our journey started was actually when we exited our previous startup, which was in imaging and understanding images. When we got into the next phase of the company, once we sold it, was really, what are we going to do next? And we started applying graphics theory to understanding interactions. And one of our investors kind of approached us and said, hey, this is great. Wouldn't it be really fantastic if you could understand the relationships that you have with your customers across your company? And that's where we got started. We started mapping out how a company knows their target audiences, their customers, their interactions. And that became really a good fertile ground for sales teams to start harvesting that information for their sales pipeline.
And I know that you're going a lot further than what the publicly available platforms can do. But talk to us a little bit about the types of teams that you're servicing. What are some of the challenges that salespeople show up to you with? And you're like, yeah, I could solve that problem. And here's how we do it.
Exactly. One of the basic problems is the amount of time it takes to actually research, understand, and know your target, your audience. That's just horrendous amount of time. And it's never the same, depending on which region, what industry, where you're going. Well, the question is, what if you could use an AI assistant to actually do 24/7 research on a particular target and present you with a summary of consolidated list of targets based on your criteria? This is really what AI can do. Think about AI as an assistant that's running 24/7. And when you come out in the morning, the work is done. It's prepared for you. Now puts you way ahead. Now you can focus, and your focus, instead of producing 0.1%, is producing 20% because of that assistant's work that was done based on your criteria.
And so in the military, we had to take the time to build target packages on the folks that we were out there pursuing, the folks that we wanted to come in and talk to, the folks that could help us with our mission. It sounds like AI can now be leveraged to do the same thing kind of while we sleep, to scrub every available piece of data on the internet, to deliver everything we need to know about this person, to generate a great conversation and let them know, hey, we already understand their world and here's how we can help.
Yeah, touching on that topic is very interesting because my co-founder is also a Marine, and he was in military intelligence, specifically trying to find what you just mentioned. How do you know more and send the groups, the teams, to the target with the knowledge of the target? So that's where his knowledge really was helpful, because he got into sales, much like yourself, trying to understand it first. And don't rely on hope that much. Rely on knowledge. And that's what KnowledgeNet really provides you with.
Yep, that's right. That's right. So I'm curious then, because you get to work with sellers, you've bought and sold multiple companies in the past, grown them and got them ready for sale. Where do you see salespeople falling back on hope? Not just in the research that they're doing, but in the overarching strategy. Because I'm really curious where AI can help us, not just in our tactical stuff, like the information I need to generate a conversation, but the information I need to advance deals. Where does hope factor in for salespeople in a way that AI can help us build a better process or a better system?
Sure. So the area that is really critical is knowing what your team knows. Mm. As any sales people know, that the team knowledge is really critical. You don't want to be surprised in the meeting. You want to be well prepared to the meeting. You don't want to walk into the meeting, the customer saying, well, how come you didn't know? I was just talking to your customer success team and there is a huge problem, right? We've all done that. Now with AI, your preparation is bulletproof. You are coming in there with a report connected to personality profile. Who are you going to? Connected to interactions across your teams. Who is the latest meeting with? Who was present in that meeting? What was said in that meeting? So yeah, you can be prepared walking into, which is more than anything else, the critical missing part, hope versus strategy, right? And that's where I think AI can bring in that summary, that critical data necessary for sales teams to execute well.
And so right now, I know for a lot of sellers out there, they're in a CRM, they're using it, maybe they're logging notes, maybe those accounts of the past conversations are done well, maybe they're just bare minimum, bare bones. But if I'm using a platform that's publicly available, that platform, as I understand it, doesn't have the ability to reach into my CRM and my account notes right now. I know that's the platform that you offer, a way to do that. So if I'm a salesperson that's just trying to execute this on my own so that I can go and sell my CRO on why they need a platform like yours, what can I do to help better advance the deals through my pipeline if the AI that's available doesn't have access to everything that's going on internally yet?
Right. So what you have right now is trying to be prepared when your data and your information from the targets are not perfect. And then right, you have to improvise. You have to go in there assuming certain things. What KnowledgeNet does, it actually tries to give you a 360 view. So just to give you an example, a knowledge network starts with all inbox boxes in your company and understanding conversations. So immediately you get access. Who does my CEO know? Who does my VP know? Who did we talk to yesterday? So all that is brought together. Meeting notes, meeting summaries. So just like an AI engine, if you remember, ChatGPT's first few years was go study the web. KnowledgeNet's first few days is go read all the inboxes in your company, and then use ChatGPT as a foundation to build my team's knowledge. So
okay,
then you can see the layers. Inboxes is the first layer. Calendars is the second. We connect to and draw in all the LinkedIn connections across your team. Hey, I know Joe, and Joe knows Jack. Jack is, I'm trying to get a meeting with Jack. Let me get a warm introduction to Joe. How does Joe know Jack? Maybe through LinkedIn, which is less, but they had a meeting yesterday. Okay, now I'm beginning to get 360 view of that particular target with accurate information. So what the role of AI is to actually pull together uncertainty, pull it out, and replace it with certainty. So when you go in, you can make the right decisions.
I love that. So it's taking all these pieces of data that are disparate right now, and AI builds the connections between them in ways that would have taken us days, weeks, or sometimes even months, but AI gets it done immediately. So I, the idea of using something to improvise, in the Marine Corps, we're very good at improvisation. They say improvise, adapt, and overcome. It's kind of one of our mottos. So I'd love to build a system right now for how I can use AI to better improvise in my sales meetings, on my calls, in pipeline advancement. So on the battlefield, and I'm sure that your Marine co-founder could tell you this, every new system that we built removed more hope from how we operated. It trimmed it away. So here on Bulletproof Selling, we use this acronym TRIM to build our sales systems. So the T in TRIM is the trigger. Now, if I'm going to use AI to help me better improvise in my sales calls, when do I trigger this? Is it before I'm stepping into a meeting where I know that I'm meeting with Bob Smith and Bob's the CEO of this company? Or does it happen earlier than that? Does it happen maybe way earlier when I'm developing my ICP? Would I use AI to help me improvise then? Well, when would you recommend I trigger a system to help me better improvise in my conversations?
The earlier, the better. Okay. So if you're putting together an ICP and a playbook, use AI to actually answer certain questions. We have a playbook creator it's called AI, KNET AI Assistant. It allows you to actually answer certain questions. It produces you, based on your website information, your product information, a playbook. Now, this is where you begin. Where you start using it in every stage of sales is like, well, okay, I got my ICP. If I define a region and if I define an industry, an AI engine like KnowledgeNet could actually access 280 million contact records and narrow it down to who do you know in your company. Because remember, we've read the inboxes. Some of our clients ask us to read 10 years of inboxes.
Wow.
Read 10 years.
A lot of data there.
A lot of data, impossible for any one of us to sit through and say, who do we know or who did we knew 5 years ago? Now, imagine in the next layer down, you have the today's method of getting 10,000 cold emails. Imagine you can reduce it to 100 that you can get warm introduction to in that geography, in that industry. So now you begin to see AI can be applied in every stage. Once I am in a particular stage, well, who is the decision maker? Who is the IT? Have we spoken to the key decision makers? Who's holding the budget? Mm-hmm. And those identifications can also be part of your AI. So it speeds up the process throughout the stages of sales. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So if my trigger then is before I'm on the phone, maybe when I'm developing my ICP, AI can help us better identify what region is going to be a better fit for what we do, what industry, if we're really just, you know, whiteboarding, we might not have an industry that we're targeting yet, or we're opening up a new vertical in a new territory. AI can be great for that. So if my trigger is handled, then the R in TRIM is making this a repeatable process so that I'm executing the same four or five steps before every conversation. So if you're coaching a salesperson that says, you know, I don't have the budget quite yet to onboard the full system to, you know, get access to every email that's ever been written and put through my server, what are the four or five things that you would recommend a salesperson do with AI before they get on the phone so that they can better improvise during that conversation, or maybe even after a conversation? You know, what can I do with AI to make sure that I'm improvising to get ready for my next meeting?
So the best thing that they can do is to create AI agents that are focused just on that target. Mm. So I give you an example. One of our customers is a crane company, crane manufacturer. An AI agent using KnowledgeNet is called AI Assistant. They use an AI assistant to train that assistant on 20,000 of their documents, product document, financial documents. So that agent knew everything about their crane. They allowed their salespeople, if they are targeting a particular port, let's say Port of Baltimore, they were impacted by the accident, unfortunate accident on the bridge that just a few weeks back. They can go to the assistant and say, what type of cranes are in Port of Baltimore? Immediately started answering and immediately will be able to tell you what can you replace them with. Well, smaller ships can come in now. Can I replace a few of those cranes with a lighter crane? Yeah. These are the crane, the same base is used. Now you can replace them. So the critical part, the first place to start is to train an agent that specifically understands your target, specifically understands your product, and you can get answers, as opposed to write an email using ChatGPT, which is a very general, kind of like doing a Google search, right? So my first recommendation, my first suggestion to every sales leader out there is to focus and use AI to focus on your target, on your customer, on your product, and get quick answers, relevant, deep answers to that. And this is possible.
Oh, yeah. So I love the idea then of taking AI and saying, all right, if my buyer that I'm going to be speaking to is in this geography, give me relevant points about that geography. What's been in the news recently that's happened there? And even using AI to say, all right, what type of products and services like mine might they already be using? So now I know what questions I can be asking about. Talk to me a little bit, maybe two or three more points, things that I can leverage AI through to help me better understand, target, and be relevant to that buyer. What are some other ideas?
So relationship is the second layer. Who do I know? And how strong are those relationships? I can't tell you how many times I've been asked, hey, you know this guy in LinkedIn, can you connect me to them? And I'm like, yeah, but I really don't know that guy. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm kind of know them, but I don't know them. Maybe I met them in a trade show, but that's as far as I know.
Yep.
Having a ability to map the relationship across your organization and rank them. Who has had a meeting with this target? Who has had the most meeting and emails with that target? Layer that information with the web traffic from that company, who is actually visiting our website. So now there is a two-way relationship that's being developed and ranked. This is what graph theory does inside KnowledgeNet. It actually does this layering, not only on assistant and training an agent on a specific target, but it actually understands and ranks relationships. So when you are stepping into that meeting, you immediately know two of those guys you know well and your team knows well, and three of those guys are secondary, but you need to win them over. Yeah. That's the relationship side of KnowledgeNet.
That's amazing. So to be able to not only ask who am I selling to, but who are the other players that could be part of that decision-making committee, to use AI to figure that out for you as well. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And I give you another area of focus that in sales, applied AI to sales, personality profiles are very important. If I'm approaching, let's say I'm a recruiter and I'm approaching someone off of LinkedIn, and I do a cold message to them, versus if my AI engine could not only rank my relationship and understand that particular individual, but has an ability to look at what posts did they like? Which ones did they put message in? Are they really interested in a particular topic? Can I do some nourishing emails before I walk into them and kind of say, hey, this particular client, I'm looking for this opening and you're a good fit because, and I write it in a way that your personality profile gives me a better chance to connect with you. So that's another side of what we call the personality profile engagement within a network. So KnowledgeNet brings in multiple components. One of them is the ability to bring in a personality profile.
Gotcha. So if I've got then my repeatable steps in this system, I'll move into the iron trim, which is making this improvable, something we really value in the military, making sure this gets better and better. So how am I going to improve the way that I use AI to innovate in my calls week over week, month over month? What are some ideas you have there?
So a huge addition, a huge area, and I've gone through multiple sales training that focuses on after action review.
Yeah.
Ability for us to be able to improve the process and bring the team together and kind of say, okay, what went wrong? What did we think we're going to walk into? What are we going to do better in order to prepare? And a lot of that has to do with summarizing information properly, capturing what just happened properly, being able to have the visibility into any auxiliary type of activity that was not related to what we were doing, but impacted us. Sure. You know, customer success or customers' issues are impacting us. We just walked out of there and got really slapped by unknown. Let's go back and do an after action review and say, what just happened, right? Mm-hmm. So the AI engine summarizing, again, the information properly for you and being on time increases your efficiency and improves your process, because the access to information right after you took certain action is really critical for you to digest it, adjust it while it's fresh in your mind and move forward. And I think that's really the critical piece of KnowledgeNet and how it can bring in these auxiliary set of data as an AI engine to you.
And now the final element in this is measuring what we're doing. So that's the M in trim. So I'm sure you've been able to track this for the companies you've been working with. How do I measure the effectiveness of how well I'm using AI? So to know that this is a better way of doing business than what I was doing before, spending the time pulling together the data, guessing at what this person might be challenged by, where AI can provide me with those answers now. Well, what am I going to measure?
So my biggest suggestion is to improve your dashboard. Don't go and get another AI dashboard not to measure the AI's effect. CRMs already giving you one of the best ways to actually measure end-to-end sales processes. There is multiple business intelligence packages that probably your company has invested into. Now, my suggestion, what I've seen happen, is that the AI actually impacts every KPI on that dashboard. The number of qualified meetings, number of meetings held, number of meetings converted to opportunities, the speed of which these things convert. That's where you are measuring your AI assistant's effectiveness. In other words, am I pointing it to the right target? What did I do before? What do I do now? And am I collecting the right information? And then how did that impact the same KPIs that I've been measuring before?
Great way to do it. So it's so fascinating to look at all of the KPIs that we're tracking and then just to ask, how could I leverage AI to impact that KPI? And then to even go back and say, all right, I came up with 10 great ideas, or I've got 10 ways to do it. How many of them am I implementing? Something else that we can measure. Because it's great to have the knowledge, but unapplied knowledge is pretty useless. So a great way to do that. Well, we've end-to-end sales system on using AI to innovate at every level of the sales process, which is something pretty cool to be able to complete inside of a half-hour podcast. Mehdi, how do people get deeper into your world, find out more about this platform that you have? Where do we take the next step with you?
So definitely visit us at knowledgenet.ai. We have set up ways for you to sign up and get started. One of our key design criteria was a setup within 15 minutes. Second key criteria for KnowledgeNet is be where the users are. So we run inside your browser. We run inside your CRM. We don't ask you to come in and run inside an AI engine, which is somewhere in the corner, and then you have to have yet another application. So I think this is the critical area. Come to KnowledgeNet.ai, take 15 minutes, sign up. We can give you a demo. We can walk you through the process. We help you to actually get set up. And shouldn't take you more than 15 minutes. It starts reading, learning, answering questions, and then you learn more. As you go more further into it, your sales process improves and you see these improvements happen magically.
That's awesome, man. Well, I'll make sure that we're linking to you on LinkedIn as well, so people can get to your website that way too. For everybody catching this on the live stream on YouTube, please hit subscribe. Make sure that folks know about that. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere that podcasts can be found, make sure you're leaving us a review. Let folks know Hope Nollinger has to be part of their strategy, whether they're using basic sales skills or cutting edge AI technology. We can definitely leverage it all to make sure that we are selling more and serving more. Mehdi, thank you so much for giving back to the sales community today for the great work you're doing. Let's get out there and make selling bulletproof.
Thank you, John.